Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. It's just another fabulous Thursday in New Jersey. What can I say? You know, we're really blessed to have, it looks a little bit decent, maybe a little bit of sprinkles, but nothing to speak of. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to introduce my very special guests tonight. I have two, and I have rarely have two guests on, so it's always a little bit of a challenge for me. And plus, my New Jersey allergies are in full bloom. So, but spring is here, so that's probably why. Okay, so tonight I have with me the wonderful, awesome friend of mine as well, Sean Guest, who is the screenwriter, director, and producer of the awesome film That's Life. And in addition to Sean, joining him is his very good friend and comrade in doing film is Bob Cleary, who is an actor and the co-producer of the film That's Life. And he can be found, he owns LionHeartLLC.com. Both of these gentlemen have Facebook pages, so you can find them anytime you like and send them private messages. Okay, so I'm going to start with Sean, and I'm going to ask Sean my usual question, which is, and oh, welcome, Sean. First of all, welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very
I'm here.
Well, and how are you? Good, good.
I'm having a good night, a little rainy weather, but otherwise we're doing okay.
Yeah, I know. And I spoke with you last week, and you had a little of the voice thing, too. But you sound great tonight. So you're lucky, and I sound scratchy, but that's life. I love it.
It's part of living in New Jersey. It's just the weather, kind of part of living here.
I know. I was just telling someone yesterday in the library. I said, I don't care what you say. New Jersey has the worst weather in the world. Then people say, well, if you don't like it, get out. Well, I can't go back to San Diego. It's too expensive. So anyway, I want to ask you the question, Sean. Who influenced you the most while you were growing up and why?
It was definitely Spike Lee. I saw She's Gotta Have It and also School Days after that, and I was impressed by what he was doing at the time. Also, I liked Oliver Stone. I liked I love Kevin Smith, even though he was more my age and of my time coming of age. But those were like three of the major people. You know, I also was influenced by TV shows like Seinfeld and other programs like that.
Right, those were great sitcoms too. But all of the all of the screen writers and producers that you mentioned are awesome. So you know, you have really good mentors.
I just was blown away by their work, you know, at the time that was out.
All right. Yeah. I want to ask you, too, and have you written before That's Life? You've probably written some other things as well, right? Have you produced any other films other than That's Life?
Yeah, we produced about six films over the 15-plus years me and Bob have worked together, Bob Cleary. And they've gone anywhere from Cut to Trapped in Jersey to At the Movies to... Then there was Fans Anonymous, and then Nothing for Christmas, and finally this in 2019, That's Life.
Oh, wow. Oh, I really like that name. What did you say, Trapped in New Jersey? That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Oh, no offense. I was raised in Asbury Park.
A shared sentiment with everybody.
Don't take offense. It's just offense. It's just that I went to San Diego in my early 30s and was spoiled for 28 glorious years, living 15 minutes from Tijuana, right on the beach there. So, anyway, getting back to the show, because it's going to go so very fast. So I didn't know that you and Bob were working so long together, and that's why you worked so well together and produced this really awesome film of That's Life. And I want to.
Bob's always a
I
good influence and a great, great co-producer, you know.
Right. Well, I'm going to invite Bob to the program now as well. So, hi, Bob. Welcome to Ryan Rocks Asbury Park Style.
And thank you so much for having me, Nancy. I appreciate it very much. I like to be in the background a lot more, but I've been an actor in every movie he's had almost.
Oh, that is fabulous. That is so cool. That's really cool. So I want to ask you the same question that I asked Bob, is who influenced you while you were growing up, you know, the most and why?
Well, my biggest
influence. And it could have
so
to do with anything.
I've gone through three different phases in my life. I was a retail store manager. I own my own business, and now the producing of this. And each one of them has a different person. So I'm going to just bow out and, you know, when I had my own business, I learned from Bob Norton, Norton Electronics.
All right. Okay.
And there were other influences in my life too. It's been successful, and I've been very happy with it.
Right. Well, you know, I was so excited because I had been an extra in films in California, and then I was an extra in a film here in Jersey before I auditioned for this show, and it was my first with Sean and with you yourself. I was, you know, came in and did a screen test and did a reading and got the part of Barbara, and it was my acting speaking debut, and it was so awesome for me to do that. And since then,
you did a wonderful job.
Thank you so much. But since then, and I met so many great people who have gone on to be doing some really awesome things in films, and you know, it just really propelled me into and it encouraged me to do more. And I'm so excited. I want you to share with us some of the wonderful things that are happening with the film, because I know that, you know, just tell our audience, I did put most of it in the promo as well, but refresh our memories about where this film is taking you and Bob as far as the Garden State Film Festival.
It's going to be in the Garden State Film Festival. Our 4-minute trailer towards it will be on at One Municipal Plaza on March 30th. At 6 p.m. at the municipal complex in the council chambers. And I think it'll go from 6 to 7:30. And that's out on Main Street, on the corner of Main Street and Bangs Avenue, on the Bangs Avenue side.
Right, right. And also, you do have a Ducks Life Facebook page as well for people to go and connect with.
Yes, we do.
Updates on that. Yeah. I wanted you to talk about, and congratulations and kudos to you for the, I want you to tell us about the music award.
Oh, yeah, that's been great. Mark McBaron Kessel, me and him are cousins, our moms are sisters, and he worked with Aileen Quinn, who was Annie in the 1982 movie Annie, along with I'm trying to remember the Albert Finney as Daddy Warbucks. They've cut a song called You, which was awarded the best, I think, homegrown pop duet from Garden State Film Festival.
That is really so fabulous. I mean, I was so impressed when I saw that, and I was so happy for you both as well. And what about Southside Johnny? Did he have something to do with the music?
Yeah, I talked to Jeff because he's Southside. Yeah, I talked to Jeff Kazee, Southside's keyboard player, and I said we wanted to use a song called Looking for a Good Time. And with Jeff, he had said, given us the okay, said anything from like the last two or three albums is fine because of there's no copyright problems that we had in earlier albums.
Oh, okay.
The earlier Jukes albums where they are owned by another person now. They kind of go through this buying phase where if you've recorded material after a while, they get purchased by different publishing houses and stuff,
right.
And it changes what you can use and what you can't use.
I know. Well, I know that you wanted to. I wanted to, you know, of course, I wanted to sing That's Life, the film. However, I know how difficult it is to get an approval to even do that. I mean, there's probably a lot of money involved in doing that as well.
Well, we
but,
still welcome you to give us a version.
Well, anyway, so let's, Bob, I want to ask you too. So you've been like an actor for a really long time, and other than working with Sean on films, have you done a lot of acting outside of Sean's films?
I've done about 40 plays. I started in 1976 at Brookdale.
Wow.
And my coach was Nina Garcia then, and she was also the director, and she's one of my influences. And that from there on, I've done, I did one, I owned a business called Clear Telecommunications for 23 years. And I did a play every year during the break between Christmas and Easter, that time, because it was the quietest time. And I did plays all around Monmouth County, Monmouth Players, Eatontown Players, First Avenue Playhouse, you name it. I, wherever they would give me a part, you know, I just did it. So I've had a couple of years of doing theater before, and then when I had my business, Sean came to me about doing Cut, the first movie he did, and I did it. I played a hitman in that, so that was great.
Right. I know.
And he's done a lot of other roles
in
the years coming since then. He's done roles in horror films and just a film called, I'm trying to remember, a Hitchcock film.
I loved Alfred Hitchcock.
MacGuffin. You know, him and Stephen Hersicorn shot that together. So Bob's got a long history doing film now. As long as it's been over 15 years, he's been doing film as well as the plays.
Right.
So,
right.
You know.
Yeah, I was when I was in high school, I went to Asbury Park High School, but I also then transferred over to Shore Regional. And when I was at Shore Regional, I was not shy about singing, but I was shy about being able to memorize, like I told you, before I took the part for Barbara. And, of course, I accepted it immediately. And I was worried about memorization. So you were, like, so fantastic as a producer, because you really – I have a picture of you that I didn't put up.
Pleasure to work with.
But it's you. You were so wonderful, because you were like, well, don't worry. If you ad-lib it or if you forget, it doesn't have to be exactly the same. And see, I had this terrible block because I went to parochial school, and we used to have to memorize paragraphs. And then they'd say, okay, Nancy, stand up and repeat the second paragraph. It starts like this. And I'm like, duh. So it just put me at ease and just – I mean, I can't wait to do a next movie. And then Antoinette came in, you know, at the end of the show, and she came in, and she's an awesome person, and she offered me a part in her movie, A Tease, so I'll give her a big shout-out. Unfortunately, it was 98 degrees in the summer and 98 degrees humidity, and I would have had to travel to Manhattan and Long Island, and I had to turn it down, and I was so bummed because it was as the police officer that gave out the day's work. And I've always been interested in that anyway. I did the police academy in San Diego. Anyway, getting back to you guys, you know, I want to say to Bob, you know, my mom was an actress, a singer at first, actress second. And she did lots of plays at Brookdale Community College. And I don't know who else she was with, because I was in San Diego a lot. But you're reminding me of my friend, and I don't know if you knew him, Harvey Rothman, who passed away, oh, my gosh, maybe 5 years. I can't remember how long ago, but
I did Bus
he
Stop
was an
with
actor.
Harry.
Yeah,
I did Bus Stop with him. We were in Bus Stop together.
Harvey was one of my best friends. I met Harvey on Facebook, and I actually mentored him into radio. And I had him on my radio show when I was with Hamilton Radio, which was many years ago. And, I mean, I'm in radio 6.5 years now. And Harvey was just the most wonderful guy, too, and a great actor, and always doing acting, you know, in plays. So I miss Harvey
a lot. I got interviewed for a radio show at Garden State Film Festival 2 years
did.
In a row. Yeah, he's a great
Hamilton
guy. And he's a great actor.
Yes.
Great actor and
a
great friend.
Oh, yes, he was. He was one of my best male friends. And now, of course, I'll give a shout-out to my best friend, who was almost at the same time, is Calvin Schwartz. And I still call him Calvin, even though everyone calls him Cal. But hi, Calvin. And Calvin came, and he was in, you know, an extra in the film as well. There were so many
people
in this film. Do you guys want to talk about, you know, the actors? Or just talk about whatever you want, because it's your show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my show,
Calvin
but I want
Schwartz,
to give it to
Calvin
you.
Calvin Schwartz also is New Jersey Discover Live Radio. He's got a great gig himself.
Yes, well,
you know?
I will say that I mentored him as well. I took him to his first radio show when I was on Rock and Tommy for my music. See, before I was in radio,
oh, cool.
I was really known for my TV, Ryan Rocks. So I took Calvin to my very first, to one of, I did three shows with Rock and Tommy, and he came with me and he brought his camera, and that's how he got involved in radio. And, you know, within a short period of time, he was off and running. So, and I love Calvin, and we're very good friends, and he did a big spotlight on my life just a few months ago. So, but go ahead. Yeah, talk about the people that were, you know, Matthew. I met such fabulous people.
You got to work with Matthew Gotchman and Laura Madsen. Actually, I just found out Laura's put a new book out with her daughter, Amanda Madsen, called Brisk New Home. And actually, she's out in Arizona promoting that right now. But her and Matt did a great job. And also Dave Paul played the character of Magic. And that was the scenes with inside the Lean Watchers meetings and where they were, you know, working, interacting with you. We also had,
right.
not working with on the set with you, but we had Paul Vito LaRuccia, who played Chuck, and Tara London, who played Cindy, and Ruth Rocky, who played Augusta, and they were all big, intricate parts of the movie, and, you know, including Marta Elena, who played Felicia. They were all, you know,
right.
a real strong cast, and we were like a family together. We all worked, you know, to try to build this story about, and we wanted to mix certain things up with the weight program, and then father getting aging and getting into, you know, the aging process of an older gentleman and what he would be going through. And also
right.
a grandson that wanted to move on from his current model life, which we talk about, you know, how kids get involved in drugs and don't want that to be their label for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was it's a comedy, but it's got drama parts to it too.
Right. Right.
And
exactly.
It's a family movie too.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And you know, all of the actors really did mingle together. Really did. You know, I had been I was an extra in a film. I met David Paul years before I met him on your set. I met him. We were in a film together years ago. Marta and myself went up and were in a movie with him years ago. So I knew him already. So it was nice seeing him again. And then when I met Matthew, it was like we had all, it was like everyone was so friendly and open, and it just gelled, you know, and that's when you know you got a good thing going. It just really gelled. So, and then I called Beverly and she got involved, and certain people just were coming in as extras, and it worked out really well, and it was really fun and very enjoyable. I've been an extra where, God, I was on my feet 13 hours for one scene. Not like with That's Life. That's Life, you get the job done. I mean, I'm telling you.
Well, we figure
really,
people are
really
there
awesome.
And they don't want their time wasted. They want to do the job, get it done, and move on. You know, we're not maybe
right.
the best with every luxury you have, but by the same token, we get you in and we get you out and try to film the scene
right.
with a speed to it, so that it's not the whole day, you know, a whole day of just sitting around,
you know,
waiting for each setup.
I worked on a film called The Heist with Pierce Brosnan in California, and it was like super fantastic experience, and I was there all day. And in California, when you're on a film like that, of course, they pay the extras, and they pay them pretty darn good and give them lunch, and it was really cool to be standing so close to Pierce Brosnan. But, and I did many scenes in that movie, and I don't even know if I was in it. I didn't see it. I didn't. But anyway, so it goes. But with another one that I did with a different producer, it was like micromanagement. And it's like, come on, how many times are you going to try to get this right? It's like, not with me, but with the major actress. And it was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. I mean, it was really, I was so glad when the day was over. And I couldn't even take a break because I was the photographer. I couldn't even, like, they'd go, okay, you can go now, and you can go now. But I couldn't because I was the photographer of the red carpet.
So
I had to stand there. Oh gosh! Well, that was anyway. I won't be getting stuck doing
people,
that again.
You got to treat your actors right when you're on set. You got to treat them with the dignity that they deserve. I feel that's the only way you can act with actors that
right.
you're working with. And, you know, I'm really a strong believer in that.
Well, I'm happy to see, you know, Matthew and, you know, even when I met David for the first time, I said, you know, I think you're going to really have a good feeling. I have a strong intuition. I said, I have a good feeling. There's great things to come for you. And he's really done a lot since that's life. I think he was very motivated by working with you. And the same with Matthew.
Matt's one heck of an actor. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by him. I got to stay with him at a film festival, and he saw how detailed he was and how hard he studied each role, and it was just impressive to see. For the few days we were together, it was, you know, I was impressed by his dedication. Same with Paul Vito LaRucha. You know, they both were very, you know, knows. And of course, you know how I feel about Bob. I think Bob's fantastic. You know,
oh,
they're both
Yeah. I can't wait to see you, Bob. I can't wait to see you because I didn't get to see any. I didn't go, you know, I know they said that I didn't even look at the trailer yet. I have been like, I don't know, super busy. Even though I'm not doing that much radio, I'm still promoting my music. And I'm just, I always have these, I don't know what I do. I'm older as well. So I'm getting to that point where I don't have as much. I have energy, but just I like downtime too. I have to recoup. Bob, maybe you can relate. You and I are getting on. And it's like you still have super energy. Like when you said I could play Barbara, a 55-year-old, I was laughing. I go, well, don't do any close-ups. Because, you know, I was so far beyond 55. But anyway, well, I just have to smile and be so happy and laugh because that film, that's life. People are very excited about this film and, you know, not just us. So I was getting, as I was promoting it, I put it out there on 109 group pages. And some of the groups have like, you know, Art Gallagher, you know, Monmouth County News. They've got like 40. Over 40 like active members, you know, and everybody's I'm getting these messages. I like it, you know, and so I get to see the immediate response to doing the promotion, which is really fun for me. And
I think we'll have a full premiere of the whole film probably by the spring or summer of the year. I think we're pushing towards that. I have to revisit some scenes and stuff, but I think we're going to be, you know, have it, you know, locally within Monmouth or Ocean County later on.
Right.
But we want to make sure we promote Diane Raver and Lauren Concar-Shea have been very good to us. And I just want to make sure that we show them the proper appreciation and thank you for all they, you know, have done with the promotion of the trailer and everything.
Right. Well, I agree. And we talked about that a little bit last week, and I'm like 100% behind you in any way I can help to promote it. I mean,
I really appreciate it.
We'll do that. Once things calm down after the 30th, you know, we will definitely get on that and, you know, do some brainstorming and some connecting with some people that can make it happen. So, all righty. That's life.
That's probably
yeah,
why
I love
you know,
the names
of you do a great job, Nance. And that's probably why you were, you know, best radio personality for 3 years in a row for Asbury Music.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. I know. It's coming up now time, so I'll probably be nominated in the fourth year. And the funny thing is the first time I was nominated, I was just doing something on my laptop, and my friend Mark Joan Lippman, I still call her Mark Joan Lippman because Mark was a very close friend of mine as well as Joan, and she sent me a text and it said, hey, congratulations, or she put it a comment, congratulations, Nancy, and I said, congratulations for what? And she goes, oh, well, here's follow the link. So I followed the link, and it was that I was nominated, and I almost fell off my chair because, you know, I'm up against national radio stations. And but I, you know, I was with the number one internet radio station for 2.5 years in Trenton, and that's Gene Pirro. Give him a shout out because he is the number one and still the number one internet radio station above all national radio stations in the state of New Jersey. So
he
was a great mentor for me coming into radio. I mean, I was with him 2.5 years, but I would have to drive to Trenton and back. I don't pronounce it right. Danny Coleman said, "No, Nancy, it's because I was on his show too." He goes, "In fact, the first show I was on was Joey Reynolds in New York City after my CD was released. 3 days later, I was invited on the show, and from that night, I knew I was going to be in radio. I just fell in love with it, and I put my music aside. So the best is yet to come for me with my music, because I have a lot of interest in it, and I've done nothing but radio, pretty much. And every now and then, I put a song on Twitter or something, and because I want to keep myself in the top 10. I'm usually number 2 in Country Reverb Nation. But my music is very important to me as well. So the acting just kind of took them, and the radio, the radio just took over. And then the acting, too, and I'm really interested in doing more of that.
We look forward to working with you again.
Yes, get writing another film. We've got to get this one seen first.
I told you my idea for the future, but you told me not to say anything about it, so I won't.
That's right. No, keep it secret. We got to keep some secrets. That's what I've heard anyway. You don't want to jinx anything, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
Anyway,
what
I want to say, Bob, thank you so much for that compliment, because, you know, I've been doing this. I started off doing this because when I got into radio, Calvin gave me a ticket to see Destiny's Bridge, which is about Tent City. And so I went to see my good friend, Mr. Steve Brigham. And I was so interested. He was one of my first not-for-profits. My first not-for-profit was the Nixons, Helping Hands of New Jersey. So to make a long story short, now I have 10 of the best not-for-profits. And that my radio show was started to give back to Asbury Park, my hometown, to all of the musicians. And then I ran out of musicians, so then I was going with, you know, comedians and you know, screenplay writers and producers and directors like yourselves. And it just blossomed. And now I do TV celebrities and Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, and it's really taken off. And I've been so blessed. I mean, I get so much out of doing this. It's been a real blessing, one of the best not-for-profits in the state of New Jersey, and it just fills my heart to do it. It's all for fun and for free. So, I mean, I've gotten some barters, which is great, for my Hollywood Smile. I have a few sponsors, which I've done a little bartering with, no money exchange, but, you know, that I just started doing that 2 years ago. That's the way it is.
All these things require so much money. Whether it's filmmaking or radio or music, or you're doing this because of your love to make a lot of money. Because by the time you count all the time and effort and all the things you put into it, it never equals out. So it's the love and passion you have for it that matters. I think I could hear it in your voice,
right.
And I know with me and Bob, it's the same thing.
Right. It's definitely, yes, it's definitely that, because so few, and I'm always promoting, so it's like once I promote something, every time I see them doing something, I promote them again, you know, I always will put up the interview. That's what's nice about my show is that all of the shows are archived so that, you know, anyone can go, and then I put down the date, you know, the name of the person and then the date, and people can just go right into either my Nancy Ryan page or my, well, it's all over the world. I'm actually the only female on about 22 Bruce Springsteen group pages. So they just, because I didn't even really deliberately think of the name. It just came to be Ryan Roxett, Asbury Park Style, because I was raised in Asbury Park. You know, I grew up two blocks from the Wonder Bar on Fifth Avenue.
It's a great city.
Avenue.
I love it.
Yeah, and it's like, so, you know, my brother built my brother, my father, that was a 40 foot, my father, who was always young at heart, too, you know, he built the park, UC View Terrace, and he built a lot of Asbury Park. So, you know, I was always in Asbury Park. My first, everything I did first was in Asbury Park. So, you know, I do have a big love for the city. I've had two of the mayors on. You know, I had a senator on. And so I did, I'm not political, but it was important for me to have those mayors on my show. And it was mainly, you know, not a political talk. It was mainly about their lives and their love for the city. So it was great. And it was about my friend. She went with I'm having one of the senior moments. She went to Cuba with former mayor Johnson, Mr. Johnson. Gosh, his name is just leaving my head, so I feel bad about that. But anyway, I'm of that age. And you know what? I get up, I have my coffee, and then I have, like, sweets with it. So that doesn't – I need protein. Tonight I'll have my protein. So if I did my show at 10 o'clock, I'd be more with it than at 5:30. But such is life, and that's life.
I'm more like 2 o'clock in the morning is when I finally come through.
Oh, God. You know, it's so funny because you said that because, you know, I'm such a night owl. So I'm, like, going to
same
bed
thing.
Like 2 and 3 in the morning, you know. So that's my life. And I always say, well, I'm going to really try to go to bed at 11:30 or before 12. I get in bed and I just lay there wide awake. It's just, I don't know what it is with my time clock, but I was always like that, even as a kid. And I would be tired because I'd have to get up and go to school. And I went to Holy Spirit in Asbury. And I'd be tired because I was awake half of the night. So, yeah, I've struggled with that insomnia thing. My whole life, I just come alive at night. It's just the way my
Bob's better than us. He goes to bed at 10 or 11, so he's more like regular people. But me and you, I know we've talked about it. We're up late at night, you know.
Bob, you must have melatonin. And see, I don't have that natural melatonin. And then I tried to take melatonin to sleep, and it made me have really weirdo dreams. And I have weirdo dreams on my own. I don't need melatonin adding to them. But I really don't have that, like, clock where it gets dark and you get tired. I'll tell you the truth. A doctor once told me, and maybe this is for you, Sean, too. He said, Nancy, you have the energy, like, that you should be exercising 4 hours a day. That way you'll because it is true. When I did work and I did more physical work, I did go to bed. I was in bed 11:30 every night because I had to get up and go to work. And I always had jobs over that were in California that were really close by. And I did the 9 to 5, like Dolly Parton, you know, working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. And I did that. Only, thank God, for only 15 years. But anyway, I'm done with it. Yeah. So tell me more. Tell me more about this. You know, that's life.
Bob, tell us something about your experiences, Bob. What's that? Tell us some of your experiences on the set with other actors and stuff.
Oh, I was impressed by Matthew Gottman. He always had the lines, always knew the part, always knew the character very well. Also, Paul Vito LaRuccia, he's phenomenal. He was my grandson. He was my grandson Chuck. Matt was my son, Rick, in the movie. And also one other person was Ruth Rocky, who played my daughter, Augusta. Always prepared. That was what made everything. That's why all the other extras and the other people knew. They knew that every one of the actors that was there knew their lines and were ready. You know,
that
so
is
whatever
great.
They had to. And we had a bunch of new folks, which she's actually a good actress, is Tara London. Played Cindy, and Laura Madsen. She was in recently in a movie also. So, and every one of them seemed to come prepared with other crafts. You know, they were already into the movie industry.
Right.
They all was
right.
In Marta Elena, who played Felicia. She was prepared. Even
Marta's great. Marta's a good friend of mine for many, many, many moons, many moons. I knew her long, long, long before the That's Life. It's been, I can't even tell you how long I've known Marta. And Calvin Schwartz as well, and Beverly. And so I knew a lot of, you know, of the folks when I came in. Go ahead, Bob. I want to hear more about your acting. And I can't wait to see you because I was not really there when you were doing any acting. You were there because you were co-producing. And I, you know, you were really great doing that, but I didn't get to see you act, so I'm very excited. I can't wait to see the film, really, the whole film.
Well, you know what? If you talk to Sean, he might cut you a cut of the whole thing, give you an LCD,
absolutely.
You know?
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I'd love that.
Get your popcorn and sit back and enjoy.
Yeah, well, that's what somebody said. Somebody said something, and then I said, "Oh yeah, we got to have our popcorn too to watch the film." I'm a big movie buff.
The first one we ever did, Kite, was funny because we had a sold out showing that night, and when we did, they said the reason they knew we had a sold out showing was because they got candy sales for the whole state. And our popcorn and candy sales were among the highest in the state for an individual showing. So it was kind of funny, you know.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
That's how they tell if your film is going to be win an award. That's funny. I always remember buying my own candy and sticking it in my purse because it was so expensive at the movie theater. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the St. James Theater in Asbury Park. And it had on the ceiling,
it
had the sky. Do you remember that, Bob? It had the sky and before the movies would start, the clouds would move around. And then on the sidewalks, even before you would go in, it had the sparkles, the marcasite or something granite, something that shined was in the whole, around that theater. It was in the concrete. So that at nighttime, the lights would shine down and it would be sparkly as you were walking into the theater. I loved that theater. So when I came back to New Jersey, oh my God, I was just so sad because so many things.
They were all Walter Reed theaters, right? Or most of them were?
Yes.
There were five theaters in town, believe it or not.
Gosh, I just remember going to the St. James. That was where I used to go. And I might have gone to others, but the amusement, of course, the amusement, you know, where they had Tilly's first original face up on the amusement
Was the St. James near the Mayfair, or was it? I know that was another big theater down
right
there.
Right across from each other.
Oh, the Mayfair.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember the Mayfair. Well, the Paramount.
That was supposed to be a nice theater, too.
Paramount,
right,
and the East Convention Hall
are
still there. What?
Yeah, no, that's been a blessing. We lost what do they call it? The casinos. They had a stage arena area, but that I think went into the ocean over the years, down by the Carousel House. You know.
Right. Yeah, that's real. You know, I used to ice skate there, so I took lessons for 3 years from Egan Taylor, who was an Olympic. Instructor for the Olympics, and I loved ice skating. So I skated in that casino, and every time I would get off of it, I would go into the where the merry-go-round was, off of the casino. You would walk through, and they had all those silly games that you put like a nickel in at the time or a penny or whatever it was, and try to catch things, you know. And and then I would go on the merry-go-round like a bunch of times trying to get that brass ring. I loved it. I just loved it. I was always an Asbury. And then I would go over to the bigger arcade across the way, a few blocks away, and I would go into the fun house, yeah, walk through the roller, and then your skirt would blow up at the end, so I knew not to wear a skirt in there, and then walk through where they had all the scary people, and I mean, I just loved growing up in that era. I feel very privileged and happy, and people that haven't grown up in that era should actually go to the Asbury Park Press Archives. Because they have
and
the
get
best.
A ring, get a ring at the. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's
get a
what
ring
I was
on the merry-go-round
they have the,
too.
Yeah, and they had the best. They did have a merry-go-round in the other arcade as well, in the where the funhouse was, and then they had the cup that made you spin around, and that goes really fast. And I don't like rides, and of course they had the huge. What do you call those? Oh my gosh, I need brain food. And I do take probiotics. I need my fish oil. I didn't take it today.
No, the film.
They have the, what is it? That thing that goes up through the roof and you go way up high and they stop it. And
the Ferris wheel.
That was one of the first
ones in the country from what I've read.
That was tall. That was a big one. It went right through the roof, all the way up really high, and you could see all of Ocean Grove. We see all the way to Long Branch when you were on the top of that thing. That was cool. Oh, and they also had a lift that would go from the convention hall. You would get on it. It was like a ski lift, whatever they call it, and it would go all the way up the boardwalk to the casino and drop you off at the casino. So you would be up above that, and then I don't know when they took that down, but that was really cool. I was young enough for that. And so miniature golf I used to play all the time, too. Huh?
That's a great
city.
And
the Monte Carlo pool was the largest pool in the world. It was a full city block. And my grandmother used to take me there on the weekends, like a few times a month. And that was awesome. And they had the underground tunnel that you would go underground to get onto the beach. Oh, I have such fabulous memories. I'm writing a book, by the way. But
cool.
And it's called the same thing, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. But, oh, boy. If I get to do a movie, I'd have to get you, Sean, and Bob to produce it.
We'll definitely help. We'll always be there for you.
Yeah. So is there anything else you want to promote? I mean, we're getting toward the end, and I'm going to have to promote my not-for-profits. I hope I didn't talk too much. I always say that. I have my chatter teeth. Remember those wind-up chatter teeth as a kid? Well, I have them. Oh, hold on. Hold on. I want to do it tonight. I don't know why. Hold on. I'm in a silly mood. Hold on. I'm in a silly mood. Hold on. I've got to... make sure they still
we're hanging on. We're here for you.
Here we go. Here we go. Okay, so they're sitting in front of me because, like, I am such a darn talker. And like I said, like, all have sugar. And sugar for me.
All the best people are. Like, you know that.
Yeah, that's why I don't have to drink or anything because, like, if I have sugar, or coffee, and I had my one cup of a day. I had it like at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I usually have it earlier than that, but like 12. But I just go off and I'm like wound up for the whole night. That's what I'll be up all night on one cup of coffee. Of course, then I'll have some ice cream later too, or my one piece of dark chocolate. But anyway, so everybody knows that the trailer is going to be at the Garden State Film Festival at the end of the month. Mark your calendars. It's going to be the 30th. On a it's Sunday, right, or Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday. Yes, Saturday. Well, that's my great.
Be there early, because it's very short. So, and we're the first one up.
Oh, you are. Oh, okay. Well, that's
in the block.
Too.
A block.
Tell everyone.
There's a block of
get
about
there
seven
at
films.
5:45. Everybody, get there 5:45 to see that life trailer. Definitely get
come up
there.
And say hi if you're there.
And be in Asbury at 5:30 to get
Main.
I put the address in the promotion, so but it's on Main and what?
And Bangs.
Bangs
Avenue.
Main Bangs.
Facing Bangs Avenue, and across the street is the post office.
Oh, okay. I know exactly where it is. I think everybody will know. It lives in the area.
If anybody knows Asbury, they'll know that.
Right.
It's Municipal Plaza.
And it's in the council.
Municipal Plaza.
Right. Yeah, I put the address. Actually, I put the full-on address, one Municipal Plaza or something like that. So you can't
miss that's what
it.
I think it came up as.
Are you going to have that four-minute? Never mind. We'll forget that question. Is there anything else that you want to say before I have to close? I mean, at 45 minutes, it goes so fast.
No, just the only other thing, we want to help one of our fellow actors out. Laura Mattson and Amanda Mattson put out a book on Amazon called Brisk's New Home. We just wish her luck with that. She's out there promoting it, and we wish her luck with that. And also, we just want to say thank you to all my actors that are out there doing different projects right now. And if you get a chance to support them, feel free to. They're on the That's Life page, and there's two pages, That's Life 2017 and That's Life the Movie. You can go on either page. And that's on Facebook, and you can look us up, and we have our pages there, and different pictures from the movie when we're shooting, and also information, the latest information on the film.
Right.
And Nancy,
yes, Bob.
We're wishing you a four-peat. We want you to be the best radio personality again, and get the award.
I wish you the same
thank
thing.
You. Well, you know what it is. Thank you so much. You know what it is? If they would just give me my own category, which I should have, then I would have already won because I don't really – I started out when I was with Hamilton, I did play music. I would play one of my songs, This Girl's Gonna Make It, and then I would play you know, the musician's music as well, and then they would get airtime forever on the playlist, a rotation playlist with Hamilton Radio. And till this date, they're still on. You know, I had the best of the best and from Asbury Park, and they're all doing wonderful. But when I went back to my own podcast, if you so to speak, and now guess what? Oh, Dr. Phil, like, you don't have enough to, on your move on your TV. You got to be doing a podcast now. Hello, let us little people have some time. Anyway, I love Dr. Phil, so he won't take me seriously. I watch Doc every day, and then I watch Judge Judy. Those are my two big TV things. And other than that, I watch PBS because I'm really into that. But oh, for everybody out there, know that the West Long Branch Library, even though I bought 42 movies yesterday, they're having a big sale on DVDs, $1 a piece. And it's the West Long Branch Library right off of Locust Avenue. So go over there, and there's still a lot of kiddie ones, too. Anybody that has, little children, baby care or whatever you want to call that, kindergarten, school, whatever, homeschooling, go get those movies for the little kids. I got all the great documentaries. I got fabulous documentaries, and then I'm buying for everybody. I have a big family. I have 2 daughters, 4 granddaughters, and 3 great-grandsons now. So I bought a bunch of DVDs for my family, and I bought some for myself, and I still have to pick up 8 more tomorrow. But, $1 for a great DVD that's like a classic, and documentaries that are awesome that you want to watch over and over again. I probably got the best, but there's still a lot left, so go over there and check it out. Thank you so much, Sean and Bob, for number one, for this great
show. Thank you for having us on, and we had a wonderful time.
And, yes, thank you as well. I had a great time. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to see you. My third great-grandson is being baptized in Trenton. Here we go with the Trenton at Trenton. I don't say it right, Bob. When I was at a radio show, we said, it's Trenton. I don't know how they say it, but I say Trenton. Anyway, it's in Roebling, so it's an hour away, and I'll be there. My family's flying in from Florida, my daughter, Michelle, and her family. So I'll be there, but I intend on leaving there in time to get from there back here for the trailer in Asbury. So I will hopefully see you there.
We look forward to seeing you.
Yeah. Okay. All righty then. Okay. Well, good night. Have a great night. And that was, I'm going to say goodbye to Sean and Bob Cleary. What a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Another Thursday.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both for your time.
Have a great
and
night.
For all of your wonderful work. Oh, you too. I'm going to. It is a great way to start the night. Starting the night at 5:30 with you guys was awesome. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Well, I want to go through my not-for-profits. They are number one. Here we go. Oh, those are Bruce's groups. I don't need to tell Bruce's groups. Everybody knows Bruce Springsteen groups. I pulled out the wrong piece of paper. Okay, here we go. Let me get my not-for-profits. My not-for-profits, where are they? Here they are. Okay. My not-for-profits are Minister Steve Brigham, Kent City of Lakewood, Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey, Allison Sarlo. Allison actually is not doing radio anymore, but City of Angels Recovery Radio is still in full swing. So go to City of Angels, and all these people were on my radio show, and they all have Facebook pages. So you can just find them on Facebook any way that you can. All right. Beverly Cruz, Hit the Streets for the Homeless. Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes. Carlos Rodriguez, Director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties. Paul A. Ressler, President and CEO of TUPAC, which is the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation. Mr. Tim McClune, founder of Holiday Express, an extraordinary restaurateur, my favorite place in Asbury, one of my favorite places, Supper Club on the boardwalk. Philip Richards, Director of the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission on Memorial Drive in Asbury Park. Also, my friend Nick Clemens, and his nonprofit is Bullying, We're Kicking It. I also have three sponsors, and they are Dr. Inna Silman, Smiles on Broadway in Long Branch, New Jersey, who's given me a beautiful smile so that I can do more movies. Thank you, Dr. Inna Silman. I highly recommend her. Dr. David Marin, he is a chiropractor and owner of the Marin Wellness Center on Avenue of the Commons in Shrewsbury, and he has a wonderful doctor of physical therapy. And I have a back that goes wacky every now and then, and every time it does, I go to them and they fix me right up. So if you have a problem with any part of your body, go to them and they will fix you up with no – they're just wonderful people over there. And my third sponsor is Dr. – and I will here, right here, and I have to turn the page over. I know him very well because he's done some surgery for me, and it wasn't cosmetic. I wish I could say it was cosmetic, but I can't afford that. My doctor, George Peck, the Peck Center in West Orange, one of the best, the very best plastic and reconstructive surgeons there is. And his brother, Richard, is also a surgeon, and they own their own surgery center as well. So you just have to go to one place, one-stop shop for your needs as far as any kind of reconstructive work. I had a problem with my sinuses collapsing and my nose collapsing for years, and I usually don't share any of that with anybody, but so it's out now, and so it goes. All right, that's life, and this is life happening as we speak, as I speak. What a wonderful show. I'm so happy to have Sean and Bob on tonight. I'm going to say good night until next show, which will be next month. This is Nancy Ryan, Ryan Locksit, Asbury Park Style. Good night to everybody. God bless. Bye-bye.